Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I am looking at my bank statement, and I saw this name and number on my phone, and I am not sure what this is or why they took out money on my account. Can you tell me what it is?
May I please have your zip code?
29477.
And may I please have your first and last name?
Elizabeth Wagoner, W-A-G-G-O-N-E-R.
I'm not finding your account. Could it be under another name or another zip code?
Well, the zip code is correct, and my name, try Jeannie Wagoner, J-E-A-N-N-I-E.
J-E-A-N-N-I-E?
Mm-hmm, Wagoner.
Yes, ma'am, I found it on there.
And what is this for?
Could you please verify your address for me?
14 Behling, B-E-H-L-I-N-G, and that's court.
Okay, thank you. In just a moment while the system pulls up your account.
Okay.
Okay,
what's the name of your company?
We are a third-party call center, and we do customer service for multiple companies.
Because, you know, without me knowing what company, that's not helping me to know whether that is a legit charge or not.
Ma'am,
yeah,
the company is who you enter the sweepstakes for. We're just customer service for them.
Sweepstakes?
Yes, ma'am. On November the 5th, you enter the sweepstakes to win the kitchen set.
And I never got that.
Yes,
so
because you didn't win, ma'am. It's a sweepstakes to win. You pay $7.95 to enter the contest, and for if you win, that covers your shipping and handling also. And then you also had a certain amount of days. If you didn't win before 2 days, you had to cancel. And if you didn't, what happened is you'll be charged the full price and enrolled in the fitness app.
Because that's $56.95.
Yes, ma'am.
And that sweep state was supposed to be for shipping only, free KitchenAid I paid the $7 for the fee. So that's a ripoff.
No, ma'am, it's not, because in the terms and conditions it stated that you, if you didn't win in the next 2 days, you need to cancel or you will be billed for more entries in the sweep state.
Well, am I gonna be charged again?
No, ma'am, not after this. You won't, because I can cancel it for you. But you will still be in the contest. So if you win, you will still get your.
Cancel it right now, and I'll know to never do that and trust people again. I'll never enter another sweep state.
Yes, ma'am.
That was very misleading. Just cancel it right now.
Okay.
And I'll spread the word, because I know several people was telling me about it, and they entered, so I will let them know that this is a ripoff. This is a scam. I'm going to let the Sheriff's Department know about it also. Because they're telling us to watch for these scammers.
Okay, ma'am. That's fine, but
and they need to
the charges are valid, and it's not a scam. Everything
is
valid.
It is when it's misleading, because they had customers on there saying all I had to do was pay the $7, and I got my KitchenAid. And they had, like, I know about 10 people on there as saying, yeah, this is great. I paid my $7, and I got my KitchenAid. So that's not true.
Yes, ma'am. It's if you win within the first 2 days. If you do not win within the first 2 days, it takes out more money if you have not canceled it.
They need to express that better than the way they have it online.
It is, ma'am. It's in the terms and conditions at the bottom of the page.
That's okay. You just taught me a big lesson. $56.95 for nothing. Absolutely.
Well, I do have that canceled for you. And when you're ready, I can provide you with your cancellation number.
All right. I'm going to get that cancellation number. Okay, go ahead with it.
C as in cat, 263-260-898.
Okay, I'll keep this in my records.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.